Well, I think what the Hobby Lobby ruling does is it demonstrates the other critical threat posed to our democracy by the Citizens United decision more than 4 years ago. The Supreme Court now in Hobby Lobby has decided that corporations have religious rights, which can be used to exempt them from public interest laws, in this case, the requirement to provide contraceptive care to their female employees if they somehow have religious beliefs preventing them from doing so. And this presents a clear threat to American self-government, where we the people govern over corporations, not the other way around. I think we can expect many corporations now to claim religious rights in other contexts with respect to public interest laws, and the question really will be, who controls our government? Is it the corporation and the corporate players, or are we the people still in control?
What did you take away from the 5-4 ruling on Hobby Lobby? I assume you expected 5-4, but what else struck you in that case?
Well, I think the court in that sharply divided ruling was, very clear in the majority that corporations can be treated as people with religious rights, and this I think is antithetical to what people understand. Corporations do not practice religion. Corporations do not pray. Corporations are artificial entities created by corporate charter laws, state charter laws, that we decide whether or not corporations even exist. And we, in fact, provide state-based advantages that people do not have: limited liability, the perpetual life guarantee, the opportunity to aggregate wealth and distribute wealth. And for those reasons, we understand they should not be treated as people. But these five justices somehow have assigned these artificial creatures of the state now with religious rights. And I think the dissent that Justice Ginsburg wrote demonstrates the threat now that's posed to our republic, because any now public interest law can come under this attack of being violative of the religious rights of a corporation, and we're left really with a government that's not controlled by we the people, but by corporations.
How far do you think this could go? For instance, could a Christian religious organization that doesn't believe in alcohol refuse to cover alcohol abuse treatment?
Yes, I think there's a number of ways this could go, including that example. I think that if a corporation decides it doesn't want to employ gays or lesbians because it doesn't believe in the rights that gays and lesbian people have, it can try to argue that it has religious rights to do so. If it doesn't want to employ Muslims for the reasons that it doesn't associate with that religion, it can try to argue for that. You know, we'll see how far the court goes with this. But unfortunately, as Justice Ginsburg highlights, there's no limits whatsoever to this decision. The majority tries to say, well, we're only going to focus in this case on the contraceptive care requirement. But it does open the door to many of these other kinds of claims, which I think are very dangerous to any promise of upholding democracy and political equality for all. But the other part of this ruling, of course, is the fact that it was decided under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, not under the First Amendment. And so there's an opportunity for Congress to go back and make clear that corporations are not people under that act. It does, I think, fuel the overall call for a constitutional amendment, because people now recognize that the court has gone so far astray from what we the people understand democracy to be about.
We're talking about a corporation here, a large corporation, a company with chain stores. But what about the smaller companies? Do you think the smaller firms, the small businesses could begin this and actually not be noticed, since they're not very large?
Well, they're certainly going to have to petition for an exemption, from a particular law. And if the government chooses to challenge that in court, there will end up being a court case. But you are correct that smaller businesses might try to claim that they have somehow religious rights based on the owners. But I think it's important to understand that, you know, when we set up a corporation as people allowing a corporation to exist, we provide these state-based advantages, limited liability, perpetual life, and so forth. And for those reasons, they're not to be treated as people. If individuals want to voluntarily get together and form a religious organization, a nonprofit religious organization. That's a far different matter than going into the for-profit business world and wanting to get all these state-based advantages and yet at the same time claim religious rights. Religious rights are associated with individual human beings, not with artificial creatures of the state.